Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I am here with Aaron Rosenblum, who's working with the Brooklyn Kitchen and the Meat Hook. Aaron, how are you holding up?
We're having a very busy day over here, just trying to collect goods and get them to where they need to go. And as a secondary goal, we're trying to move into just trying to help people find resources so that they can go out and volunteer and be useful, even if not through what we're doing.
Great. So people, you're collecting what type of things and where are you sending them?
So all day we've been collecting, and yesterday, canned goods, clothing, especially winter clothing. Medical supplies are an important one. Toiletries are an important one. Flashlights, batteries, cleaning supplies, all these things. There are lots of lists of needs that you can find, and we've been having those pouring in. And actually, I should say that we're collecting materials until 8 p.m. today at the Brooklyn Kitchen. I think we're, for now, going to cut it off there just because we have so much stuff and we need to get rid of it. But we'd love to help people try to find resources and places to donate beyond that.
Yeah. Have you come up with anything? I know that's a question people keep asking.
Yeah, sure. Overall, I have to say it's pretty scattered, it's kind of hard to bring all the information together. But definitely there are a few, there's sort of a few places to find information that I'd be happy to tell people about, and a few donation centers I could list. And this isn't with any particular endorsement for them or anything. It's just, you know, information we could find. So one really good one is the New York City Public Advocates Office. It's Bill de Blasio, and the web address is pubadvocate.nyc.gov/storm. You can sign up there. Somewhere on that page there's a link to sign up for a volunteer list, and they pushed out an email yesterday with a listing of places taking donations and volunteer opportunities today. I'm waiting eagerly for them to do another one today. I assume they will. That we'll have further opportunities. Specific to that, the two locations they listed in Queens today, and we've been focusing on trying to help out the Rockaways, but Queens generally, which got hit harder than some other boroughs. Anyway, not, you know.
Yes.
The big favorites were just near Queens and et cetera. So there is at 83-91 Woodhaven Boulevard in Woodhaven. There's a collection center through Sunday, and they're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's Assemblyman Mike Miller's office, and their number is 718-805-0951. And there's another one in Queens at 8000, actually I think it's 80-00, Cooper Avenue. It's a former Borders bookstore, and that's Councilmember Elizabeth Crowley's office, and the phone number is 718-366-3900. Now, something I know about at least Mike Miller's office is that those are not only donation drop-off sites, but they were also interested in people with cars and full tanks of gas, which is really important right now. Don't go if you don't have gas. But they were interested, at least at Mike Miller's office, in people to take the materials, I believe to set locations they want to take it to, I think Howard Beach, I'm not sure. But you could give those offices a call and see if they need your stuff or your car or what.
That sounds great. Wow. Well, I'm so glad to hear that, you know, the kitchen and the Meat Hook came through the storm okay, and that you're, you know, using that the resources you have to help those in need. So definitely appreciate it. If you come across any more resources, just shoot them our way, and we will share them with our listeners.
Sure. I could just quickly mention a couple other, which are you could just also just talk to your local, your city councilman. So District 33 here is Stephen Levin, and his office we know is trying to create resources for people as well. There was also there restore.org. So there's a couple sites. There's Astoria.restore.org and a there's a Staten Island. And so if you just go to restore.org and take a look there, you might find other resources. There's Red Hook is an important one. Redhook.restore.org for resources in Red Hook. I know there's we've been hearing of needs there today. We haven't been able to send anything down there because we've been focusing on Queens and the Rockaways. But they definitely need it there, too.
Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.